Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Now I go close it. Sadhu. Okay, because there are some who just arrived yesterday and today. So I will administer the three refuges and the five precepts or eight precepts again. Huh? So as usual, turn to page 1. We will chant the Arahang salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Then after that, you all request for the refuge and the precept. Yeah, I want to let the new people come to administer the precepts for them, so that by the second last day, means 2 days from now, remember to ask me to reverse your back to the five precepts. Or we can also wait till the last day when we have a morning puja that time. We will reverse back, okay? So now maybe for those who want to take the eight precepts, you can follow. For those who don't want, you want to keep to five, then you chant up to five, okay? Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, sati. Oh, Miss Lee not here. Is Miss Lee here already? Oh, there are some still not here. Oh, Sally also not here. Oh, never mind. Never mind. I do something else first. When they come in only, we do the official request for refuge. Well, or Ingby just came in. Wait for the other two or three. Yeah? Okay. Why not we do it this way? You're supposed to have your meditation. You can meditate or not after meal. Meditate. Okay, meditate for 20 minutes. Then we save 10 minutes. Okay. I will do it with you all together. So meditate with the light on. No need to off. You must train yourself in all circumstances. Otherwise, you get used to no light. Then you meditate. You want to see light. Not so good. If the light appear by itself, don't worry. But you know them for what they are. That's why the pariyatti, very important, learning of the teaching or the doctrine. When you understand that all this is not what you are looking for. What you are looking for is wisdom. So if you can translate all this happening to develop wisdom, then it's good, understand not? If you are not drawn into it, if you are not deluded by it, then you can turn it around. Because I remember when I was doing my meditation in the early day, my anapanasati was so good. Then after that, the nimitta came. And the nimitta came, I don't know why, I had this understanding from the past. You know what I did? I just silent and allow it to be. Then it become more and more powerful. Then the violet color light starts to glow. Then after that, you know Chinese New Year, you all light that what yanhua, not the one that shoot up one. Not firework, the one the children play on, like a lot of star like that. I tell you, the nimitta become like that, but white color one. I tell you, the speed is a few thousand times faster than the one you light one. That one already fast enough. This one is just like the effervescent, I call it. You know what is effervescent? Science student will know. Chemistry, you put in a certain type of chemical into acid, wow, the thing shoot out like anything, effervescent. Then it is very fast, thousand over time faster. Then the thing keep on evolving. Then with all the, some they call it the kalapas. You know what is kalapas? Very fine one in the meditation object that where they see one is, they say it's the building block or don't know, yeah, whatever. So moving very fast. Then funny, it doesn't excite me, it doesn't attract me. Then I just silent and look. Then all of a sudden I understand. Wow, this is very fast changing. Then inside I realize all of phenomena is in a state of flux. But that time I haven't penetrated. I just have the understanding that things can be so fast changing. That's why he let me see impermanent. But that was not the direct seeing. That was in the meditation. And that was just when I started meditation not long after my university, I think. I was doing it in the first year. Then there was one occasion in the second year, I think it came. Then after that, I understand. Then from there onward, the violet light come, but it doesn't build up already. Yeah, I just silent and relax. You feel the bliss, the peacefulness, the pity, and all. That's why I went through all those. That's why I understand. But I didn't build up the energy because my past helped me. I went into continuous mindfulness absorption. The mind very strong. Then at the heart here, the energy like steel, like locked inside. Then in that state, that's why I come to know the conditioned state of samatha or energy field. Very steel, until nothing can touch it. I got one incident, I remember the thunder. I can carry this 24 hours. Then the thunder, because it was thunderstorm, the first one, caught you unaware. Normally you got fear and you scared. It was very funny. So loud come down. Ling like that. Can't even touch the peripheral. It just at the side here. Cannot even reach the mind. That's why I say, gao tim already. Cannot have fear, nothing. Then only I realize condition state when I met my teacher. Then I release it out. But to release it out is very easy because I was doing mindfulness. I'm not doing concentration. So when I do mindfulness, I release it out. I just go back to normal awareness. I don't want to make it continuous. Understand? That's why I come to know that it must be upacara samadhi. You cannot go deeper than that. Maximum you reach the threshold of apana samadhi before you go into apana. But daily mindfulness, you only develop this type of upacara samadhi enough. It's a free mind. But it's collected and unwavering. But it's not in a conditioned state of stillness or silence. Okay? Other two here already. Sally and Manyuan and Miss Lee. Oh, still down there. Never mind. Okay. So you all meditate. Okay? I give you 15 minutes.
because